Next, a story about one of the biggest shows on TV, Supernatural. All right, to be clear, it doesn't have spectacular ratings, but the fans who do watch are remarkably passionate and engaged. Case in point, on Facebook, Supernatural has almost as many likes as NCIS, a show with six times the audience. NPR's Neda Ulubi reports on the novel ways the show engages with fans.
Fans say they love Supernatural for its complicated plots and great big heart, and because it's about two really hot guys who hunt monsters.
Sam! Dean! Sam, look out!
Sam and Dean are brothers. Their mom was tragically killed by a demon. So they drive around Middle America hunting down ghosts, chupacabras, even the occasional fallen angel.
You two need to be more careful.
Yeah, I'm starting to get that.
Lucifer is circling his vessel. And once he takes it, those hex bags won't be enough to protect you.
It's such a complex mythological world.
Lynn Sabernis is a psychologist, professor, and Supernatural superfan. She co-wrote a book about Supernatural fandom. It's called Fangasm. She says fans helped the show score multiple People's Choice Awards and the cover of TV Guide and Entertainment Weekly. On Tumblr, its stars get more reblogs than almost anyone but Benedict Cumberbatch. What Supernatural offers fans is a world rich in details.
It's a bloodline. Stretching back to Cain and Abel, it's in your blood, your father's blood, your family's blood.
And plenty of unanswered questions.
You know Metatron how?
I've been working with him on the Angel Trials.
The what?
The show inspires arguments on message boards and hundreds of thousands of pages of fan fiction. Fans come up with their own stories, exploring what kind of powers a fallen angel might have. What were the brothers like as kids? Or is a character a good sexy demon or a bad sexy demon?
She's a demon, Sam, period. They want us dead, we want them dead. Look what she did to you. She's poison, Sam.
This tiny TV show is now the second most popular program on fanfiction's biggest website. Among the contributors, at least one famous author.
My name is Susan Hinton, and I'm very much a Supernatural fan.
S.E. Hinton is better known for writing The Outsiders, and That Was Then, This Is Now. Fanfiction is generally anonymous, and she's cagey about how to find hers.
If you come across one that's just really good, that's mine.
Lots of shows have fanfiction. What's different about Supernatural is how its writers incorporate its fandom back into the TV show. It gets really meta. So on the show, there are Supernatural fan gatherings like the ones in real life.
Welcome to the first annual Supernatural convention.
Complete with the kind of fans who dress up and pretend to be the main characters.
You guys are LARPing, aren't you?
Excuse me?
You're fans.
Fans of what?
What is LARPing?
Live action role playing.
Supernatural takes it to a whole other level, the sort of self-reflexive dialogue that it has going on with its fandom.
Lynn Zubernis says most shows barely acknowledge fans, but Supernatural even gestures towards slash fan fiction. Slash is often written by women and imagines a sexual relationship between the show's male characters.
And then Sam touched, no, caressed Dean's clavicle.
Supernatural's fictional characters are brothers whose last name is Winchester. So people call this kind of slash fiction Wincest. Wincest is probably why the show's publicists declined to return my emails. This kind of meta-dialogue between show and fan might seem new, says English professor Catherine Larson. She's the other author of the book Fangasm. But she says, look back through literature. Great stories have always inspired ownership from enthusiastic fans.
Charles Dickens changes the end of Great Expectations because the fans are not happy.
And Sir Arthur Conan Doyle had to resurrect Sherlock Holmes in the face of fan outrage when he died.
So fans have had this kind of power for longer than we have a really good sense of them having that power.
But how can that power serve a TV show economically today? Supernatural's empowered, articulate fans have supported it through 9 seasons. Mike Prue wrote a book about social media and television.
Nielsen has done a lot of research as to whether or not social media is helping to drive people to tune in to TV.
Social media may have helped improve Supernatural's recent ratings. Prue says a show's traction on Twitter and Tumblr is starting to affect how networks pitch shows to advertisers.
They're no longer just including Nielsen ratings. They're also including social TV data.
Fan engagement lends color and volume to data like ratings, but how do you quantify a depth of fan feeling? When a Supernatural fan writes a story, it takes longer and means more than reblogging a picture. That's an unsolved problem for television, how to measure a kind of success, a kind of loyalty and love that resists conventional metrics.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.